today's discussion is, as the title says, pardon me, preparation for Rosh Hashanah, prioritizing in Olam Hazeh is the ticket to Olam Haba. Okay, let's take a look here. The ticket to Olam Haba is only through Olam Hazeh. This is something I think we've talked about before. It is a point to ponder that really, grammatically, it would make more sense. Sorry, again. To say Olam Hazeh and Olam Ahu, this world and that world. But that's not what it says. It says Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. And the reason is because Olam Haba comes from Olam Hazeh. There is no other place for it to come from. I think perhaps we like to comfort ourselves and think of Olam Haba as a miracle on 34th Street. For those that remember, there was one such a movie. My apologies. But it's not that way. It's not indiscriminate. It's not like, okay, you finished the job and now, you know, here's a reward. But rather, it is what you did with this world, or what we do with this world, is what creates our Olam Haba. That's why on every tombstone it says, Nun Lamed Beis Ayin Niftar LeBeis Olamo. A person has taken leave of this world to go to the world, his everlasting world that he made. Pardon me. At any rate, let's take a look. Pasuk says, "Vayayim shamoa tishma b'kol Hashem elokecha l'shmo la'asos eskom tzavsav." A person is diligent to hear, observe, to hear the call of Hashem, to hear the calling out of Hashem, the Shmor Lasos, to guard and to do the mitzvos Asher Anochi Mitzavcha Hayom that I'm granting you today, Unesantcha Hashem Elokecha Elyon Al Kol Goyei Haaretz. So you will be a different people, says the Rosh in the Pirush of Chumash. Im Shamata Be'Olam Hazeh Be'Olam Haba Tishma. This is the point that we're making before. If you heard in Olam Hazeh, he's relating to the double terminology, Im Shamo Tishma. If you have heard in Olam Hazeh, then you will hear in Olam Haba. Because that's why Hashem gave us, as he notes over here, Kedamar Rav Yonah, B'Shem Rav Abba, Haisa Tzricha Torah Liten Lim Yisrael Be'Olam Hazeh, Shrei Kulam Asidim L'Lmod Torah Mipiyak Gvura. The Torah is given to us in Olam Hazeh, but Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to teach us all Torah in Olam Haba. El kishyavu lelamdam el Olam Haba, sheyedu be'eze parsha asuya. Fichach. Im shamo be'Olam Hazeh, tishma Olam Haba. In order to be able to properly understand what parsha are we talking about. In other words, every action that a person does in this world, every encounter he has with an object, with another person, with an event, be it pleasant or chalila, we should be spared, difficult, the way he deals with it, using the endless diamond called the Torah, the way it reflects and refracts the right light that comes upon it, in an infinite number of ways, through all of the possibilities of experiences and encounters, objects of mitzvah and objects that we wouldn't necessarily think they were from mitzvah, but the way we deal with them through the Torah, that becomes our Olam Haba. In other words, it's all distilled, right, into raw connection that has been achieved through our using the Torah to deal, interpret, sanctify, right, through the Torah, all of the events of this world. Yemi Emes says it incredibly beautifully. He brings down the Medrash, right? And he says, "Ukeshe Yavo, Akadosh Baruch Hu Lamdem Lul Maba, you are called Yodim Be'eza Parsha Hu Os Asuk." We'll understand what he's teaching us because we'll know where it came from. Hayrish Lekol Echad Yesh, and these are precious words. Pay attention carefully. Hainu shi lechol echad yesh parsha bifnei atzmo ukemo chein hester. Everybody's got their own parsha. Like we've said many times before from the Shlai, Yisrael yesh shishim ribo osius latorah. Right? Each person has his parsha, each person has his hester, the difficult moments that he needs to overcome. Shutzorach lizgaber alav alasos remainder of Torah. To transform it, to turn it into a piece of Torah. Chen kasev oz nidvur yirei Hashem ish el reyehu. Vechtova sefer zikaron. Kasev sefer zikaron. Everything that a person does, right? Kol ma'asecha b'sefer nechtovim. Everything is written down. V'isa v'chol ma'asecha b'sefer nechtovim. You write your sefer, which will be the text of your Olam Haba. Within that, and within that context, so we're coming soon, Be'ez Hashem, to Rosh Hashanah, Yom Neroim, Seres Me'tshuva, Yom Kippur. We'll have the additions of the Geonim put into the Siddur, put into the Shemona Esrei, Zachrenu L'chaim, Melech Chafetz V'chaim, V'chasvin V'sefer Achaim, L'man Chalukim Chaim, Mi'chamocha Avrachamim, Zachir Yitzrov L'chaim V'rachamim. Those are the first two that we had in Gimel Rishonos and in Gimel Achronos. Uchsol L'chaim Tovim, Kol B'nei Reisecha, and B'sefer Chaim, Bracha V'shalom V'fanos HaTov, V'nizachem V'nikos L'fanecha, Nachem V'cholam Kav Yisrael L'chaim Tovim V'shalom. Note that in the first two editions of Zachrenu and Mi'chamocha, the term Chaim, the word Chaim, is used without any adjectives. Chaim, that's it, Chaim. In the latter two, those that are found in Hodah and Shalom, so the Gimel Achronos, there it says Chaim Tovim. Chaim Tovim. Bechlal the addition of a Sefer Chaim is talking about temporal things. Bar Bracha, V'Shalom, Panos HaTova. And the understanding from the Ramchal, the Gra, and others that this is really, this encapsulates our entire avoda. It's true, we think back and we want our Olam Hazeh to be put together. We want to be Zohar, like it says, Bracha, Shalom, Parnasa, Tova, but we have to have some priorities over here. The Bracha, Shalom, Parnasa, Tova, yeah, the Chaim Tovim, good life, etc., is a tool. It is not a goal. If we make it into a goal, I know this, I'm not proverbing tzidkus, right? It's easier said than done, but really we have to get a grip. We do have to get a grip. If that's the goal, then we've missed the boat. It's a tool. That's why when that tool is mutually exclusive of the goal, which is real chaim, which is attachment to the Borei Olam, the Kim Chaim, right, the source of all life. When we've transformed our tools into our goals, Chaim Tovim, which is only there to give us the peace of mind, the tranquility of spirit, to be able to give ourselves over both in mind, in heart, and in action to Torah mitzvahs, Maisim Tovim, when the goal is a nicer, a better, a more fun, right? So we're essentially living a heathen-like life. Okay. So we could talk about this more, but I think it's sufficiently clear, right, that in this idea of Zachrin L'chaim, we find an encapsulation of what we're talking about from our parsha here. If Hashem, as it were, focuses on us, in our declaration that we want to be Chaim. Zachrinu l'chaim, el chavitz l'chaim, el chasvinu sef chaim, l'man chelokim chaim. We want our lives to be focused towards our connection to you. And we ask for rachamim, michmocha av rachamim, zochir tzorv l'chaim rachamim. Because we know that we're not that worthy when we make this declaration, right? The lady doth protest too much. I mean, really. What have you done in the previous year that's indicative of the fact that you are sincere in what you're saying now? So we need to ask for rachamim, that Hashem should aid us, have mercy on us, and accept our declaration. At the end of Shemoneh Esrei, so l'chaim tovim, the good life, Because when you talk about real life connection to Hashem, it's understood. You don't need to say it's Tov. It's by definition that's Tov. The other, more temporal life, as it were, so you have to qualify it. Further, part of this balancing act requires maintaining focus during periods of success. These are two psukim, one after the other. It first said, Vayayim Shema Tishma. Okay, so we're talking about listening, observing, etc. Next passage, point out to Chassam Sofer why we're saying Kishishma. We just said that in the previous pasuk. That's what we're talking about, no? Do we have short-term memory loss, chalila? Right? Again, what did it say over here? What does it mean that v'yisigucha, and these brachos we masigu? Nearly, oh, this is the second Teretz Aksav so far. I thought there would be get more mileage out of that. Ki bevada im roa adam shenizbarach b'schus ha-mitzvah hu sameach al shahaya zariz b'mitzvah. Here we're talking about the person's involvement. Shem will make us el yona kol goye oretz. Uva'al lecha kol ha-brachos ha-eila v'yisigucha. Right? All these brachos will come upon you. They will be, what do you call it? They will be attached to you. They'll run after you. V'nafsho choshka lasos od mitzvah. The person experiences, realizes, whoa, this bracha is coming to me, right? Hashem is being so good to me because I'm trying. I'm trying to be plugged in. Of course, it's all what he called. He knows it's all berachamim. But at least he doesn't think, v'notola bracha b'mikra. Could that be an undoing of the gift that Hashem gave him?
In
other words, when the brachas come to you, they'll stay with you if you realize, if you don't attribute it to chance. It's similar to what we say in Perek Lamed Daled in Tehillim. It's a bit different there. There it's talking about Avarchos Hashem b'choleis tamiti laso b'fi, and the Malbim says over there, what gives me the ability to be mivarach HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol eis, at good moments that are difficult moments, is because tamiti laso b'fi, my praise of him is always in my mouth. Here we're not talking about dealing with difficult times, but the idea is if you wish to hold on to these helpful tools of Chaim Tovim, right? We want the brachos ha'elav hisigucha. We want them to remain with us, to stick with us. Then we have to know that what we are receiving is not the mikra. It's not the mikra, it's not by chance. Unfortunately, when things go well, so we tend to take it for granted. When things go wrong, then we turn our eyes heavenward and say, what's the story? Didn't you take driver's ed? It's a very sad, excuse me for the blasphemy, but it's very sad. It's all too common. Further, Baruch Atah B'Vo'echa U'Baruch Atah B'Seisecha. Says Rashi, Baruch Atah B'Vo'echa U'Baruch Atah B'Seisecha Shetehei Yitzi'ascha Min Ha'olam B'lo Chet Kevi'ascha La'olam. Because the goal is to travel the corridor, the prosdor called Olam Hazeh, to use it well, as a tool in order to reach a goal, which is the end of the prosdor. Olam hazeh dome le prosdor, olam haba dome le traklin, to the great banquet hall, etc. And the part of the hope, the aspiration is that we use the prosdor properly and not have lose our compass, our moral compass, and transform once again tools into goals. Further, within this is really parenthetical to a certain degree. Yitzav Hashem, as we continue down, in our Perek Ches here. Yitzav Hashem Yitzchoes HaBrocha V'asamecho V'chum Mishlach Yodecho V'rachacho Be'oretz Asher Hashem Lekecho Nosein Loch. Says the Gemara, a person then, when he's living this relationship, he can be mispalel, as before he comes to his mound of wheat that he's harvested, he can be mispalel that he should find bracha in this mound of wheat. It hasn't been counted yet. It's not known yet in the world. It's not tefillah shav. He's not coming to change things that are known as facts on the ground already. But if he's mispalel, he'll be zochah to really to hidden miracles. Once again, in the context of inyanei olam hazeh, when we relate to them properly, we can be so good to even to miracles, hidden miracles. Further, Pasuk tests. Yimcha Hashem lo la'am kadosh kasher nishba lecha, ki sishmur es mitzvos Hashem lo'ikach v'alachta bedrochov. Hashem will make us an am kadosh, as he swore to us, when we keep his mitzvos, and we are mekayim v'halachta bedrochov. What does v'halachta bedrochov says? The Rambam, Sefer Mitzvos, who he shitzivanu lidamos bo yisborach kefi yicholteinu v'omru v'halachta bedrochov v'kokof al tzivui zeh v'omru l'leches b'chol drochov. V'befeirish zeh ma kodosh boruch hu nikra rachum af atah eye rachum ma kodosh boruch hu nikra chanun af atah eye chanun. Makosh Baruch Hu Nikra Tzadik, Af Ata Heye Tzadik. Makosh Baruch Hu Nikra Chosid, Af Ata Heye Chosid. To imitate the Borei Olam, to be mekayim the mitzvos, Yishmor Mitzvos Hashem, and to imitate the Rebbe Moshe in terms of the refinement of our persona. Tzadik, Chosid, Chanun, Rachum. The next pasuk says, "Roch hol ame aretz ki shem Hashem nikra lecha v'yoru mimecha." This is the transformation. This is the final step of the transformation of a person who has walked through olam hazeh into a ben olam haba. He is stamped with Hashem's name. Ki shem Hashem nikra alecha v'yoru mimecha. Says Rabbi Nebachye. On this pasuk, Roch Ol Amei Aretz, Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecha, V'yoru Mimecha. Mishu Eved Lasar, Echad, Misari HaMelech, Ein Malos HaGdol Kol Kach, Ki Ilu Haya Avdo Shel Melech. When you become an Eved of the Melech, then you're up there. Ki Avdo Shel Melech, Afil Asorim Avazganim Asher LaMelech Yiru Yireim Miponav LeEimas HaMelech. Even the Sarim, you know, there's even what he called the archangels in heaven, stand in awe before the servant of the king. It's amazing. Achash Eved Ahu Nikra B'Shem HaMelech Adonayim. He is called the king's Eved. Right. Baruch Ol Ameyaretz Kishem Hashem Nikra Lech V'yar Mimecha. And so too, right, V'yomar U Kol Ameyaretz Shehem Chelek HaKochovim HaMazalos. The nations of the world will see Kishem Hashem Shu Adon Aleihem V'al Asarim Shelehem. Kodesh Baruch Hu, the creator, the source of all sources, his name is Nikra Yisrael. Vish Yisrael him yuchadim lachelik ha'odon oz v'yorm Mecca. Continues the Rabbi Nebachye, right? He says, V'dor shu chazal ki shem Hashem Nikra Rabbi Lezer ha'godol omer elu tefillin shebarosh. These are the tefillin shebarosh. Says Rabbi Nebachye, V'yesh lechol his orer bekan. A person should awaken himself here. Ki nirsham bekan os shin, shi halacha l'moshe misinai. Right? As the pasuk says, v'roch ol ami aretz ki shem shin, Hashem, yud, nikra, shin. This is the shin. Kishem Hashem Nikra, the Shin of Tefillin. The Shin of Tefillin, and this is Tefillin Shem Rosh, because on the Tefillin Shem Rosh appears the Shin. Kishin Alech of Yerom Imecha. The Od Chilav Hashem Agadol Va'at Bash. If you transform, you take the letters. Right? Once again, the idea of Atbash is that there is a relationship between the Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings down reality to where we experience it. And when it comes to the opposite direction, Tav, Shin, Resh, Kuf, Tzadi, etc., going upward, then we are in turn sending it back up. Again, we have transformed, we have received the Torah from above, and we have been Mekadosh the world here and sent it back up. So there's a relationship between Aleph through Tav and Tav through Aleph. Atbash, the interchange. You're familiar with it. That there's another way of code, as it were, in many things where Aleph is interchanged with Tav, Beis with Shin. In other words, the Aleph Beis going down interchanges with the Aleph Beis coming upward. For instance, it's not a topic at the moment, but the Sfarim bring down, the Orachaim, the Shloah, others bring down, that the word mitzvah itself, mitzvah, if you write it in Atbash, in other words, taking each letter and interchanging with the letter at that position, going from the bottom to the top, so Mem interchanges with Yud, Mitzvah and Tzadi interchanges with Hey, and the Vav and the Hey, because they are the act itself that's clear in the world, the Mem and the Tzadi are hidden, and again, that's a long discussion, maybe that's not for us right now. But in any event, so mitzvah, if you take the mem and tzadi in atbash, it spells yud kei vav kei. Over here, v'rchilav Hashem agadol ba'atbash ola kemispar shin. Right? If you interchange the letters with atbash of yud kei vav kei, it adds up to shin, 300. The shin. Who shin rabasi shel shir hashirim, and that's the large shin in shira, I would call it in shira hashirim, right? V'oh ki shalosh meos yomim shel hanochas tefillin, 300 days of hanochas tefillin, right? Because this pasuk is telling us, v'roh chol ha'ami ha'aretz ki shem Hashem nikra alecha v'yorum imecha, and that's reflective of, says Rabbi Elazar Gadol in the Gemara Menachos, that the tefillin shebarosh. So 300 days of putting on tefillin. Yatsu Shabbosos Yomim Tovim Shehim Shishim V'chamisha Yomim, 65 days of Shabbosos Yomim Tovim, 300. And there are two Shinim, if we remember, on our tefillin. Note the brackets here, I know Beis Yosef or Chaim, there he brings down that the Shin of Dalad Roshim is like the Luchos, because there it was in the air, that's why they have three, right? And if you've got a four-pronged Shin, so the word, so it's three avirim, three air spots, as it were, then the shin that was benes, right, in the luchos, yishol gimel avirim, yishol gimel roshim, kichsiva sefer Torah, and the other side of the tefillin shel rosh has the shin with three heads on it, which is the way we write it. So once again, the way it came down from the heaven to the earth, in the luchos, the four-headed shin, and once again, the way that we write it in our Sefer Torah, right, is a three-headed shin. And they're both on the tefillin to show that Hashem has placed His name upon us when we, in turn, are living up to that worthy position. As the following story indicates, story of the Shagas Aryeh. He was traveling once with in a wagon, long distance, and the wagon driver was a Jewish man as well, and they were traveling at some point, and they had to stop to daven shachris. I guess they were traveling through the night, I suppose. In any event, they stopped, and the Shagas Aryeh was on the wagon davening, the wagon driver was down on the ground there also davening, and they were attacked by bandits. And as the story goes, the wagon driver was valiantly fighting off these bandits, but finally saw that he just couldn't do it. The Shagas Aryeh was totally in another world while he's davening.
And the man calls out, screams, Rebbe! The Shangsari is shaken. He comes out of the wagon, and these marauders, these bandits, see him, and they look at him, and they flee. And the wagon driver turns to him. He says, what's the story? They saw you, and they ran away. He says, Shangsari, I don't understand. Of course it's that way. The Pasuk says here in Parshiski, and all the nations of the world will seek Yishem Hashem Nikrolach of Yorubi Mech, will be afraid of us. That's why they ran away. I was wearing my tefillin, Tolan Shavarosh, like Rabbi Lezer Agadol says. So the wagon driver says, yeah, Rabbi, I was also wearing tefillin. He says, yeah, but Rabbi Lezer Agadol doesn't say tefillin Shahala Rosh. He says tefillin Shebirosh. Tefillin Shebirosh. And that is when the tefillin are in your head, not just on your head. Then the nations will see who you really are. In conclusion, in the next parak, here in Kisavol, V'onasan Hashem lechem lev l'das ve'inayim l'ro'os v'ozayim l'shmo ad hayom hazeh. And the Kosh Baruch Hu has not given you. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu says to the Jewish people. They're about to enter Eretz Yisrael. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is not going to accompany them into Eretz Yisrael. But it's on the they're on the doorstep. Hashem is not giving you the lev l'das ve'inayim l'ro'os, the heart, to be able to be, to comprehend, to know, ve'naim l'ros, and the eyes to see, and those naim l'shmo, and the ears to hear, ad hayom hazeh. So many different versions of this pasuk. Chassam says an exquisite explanation. The kasha, ki dor amidbar udor dea. What do you mean you didn't understand? You didn't have, right? They were the great generation. They were the dor dea. They're the ones who received the Torah shalom do har Sinai. Says the Sfas Emes, they received it. They received the Torah. They learned the Torah. But they didn't have all the physical kalim. They were living a life of miracles. Vaklal, says the Sfas Emes, Shakodesh Baruch Hu Nasan Lebnei Yisrael Beizi Lo Advarim Torah HaKadosha Shemelamedes Lo Odam Das Eich Latzeis B'chom Raguf HaGashmias. The Torah gives us the capacity to recognize what is the main picture of this world, what's our goal, and not just what's peripheral, not just what some of the tools are. It gives a person the ability to attach himself above and beyond his temporal life. That's in terms of his mind. So the vision is through the Torah, but what transforms actually the Gashmias is Eretz Yisrael and the Beis HaMikdash. Those are physical things to live in Eretz Yisrael. Beis HaMikdash, which transforms, you know, upon that Mizbeach, and the Beis HaMikdash went up all forms of existence, the domain, the mineral world in the form of salt or water during Sukkos, the vegetable world in the form of the Nesachim, the Menachos, the flower offerings, the libations of wine and oil, the animal kingdom, and all presided over by man. It's a testimony that the physical world is all yours, Hashem. It's not ours to take. It's yours to disperse, as it were, as useful tools to those who follow this path, or since we have Bechira, people can usurp that. They can take what's not really rightfully theirs, because they're not using it as a tool. They've transformed it into a goal. It's a celebration to make the Karva Gashmius, etc. So we have these two things. So that was all true when we had, right, the Beis HaMikdash, and all of Klal Yisrael was in Eretz Yisrael. V'chein ata begolus, continues Sfas Emes. V'chein ata begolus, shehishir lanu HaKadosh Baruch HaTorah HaKadosha. We still have the Torah. Abesamigdash ain't lana. We don't have the Abesamigdash. Lachain e efshali skayim mikdusha rakafi bitl aguf. Let's say smegashbias. Ayadas vihatora. The tikur aguf of a golos canal. We're missing. Without the Abesamigdash, we're missing one of the main ingredients to transform us, to make us into an Am Kodosh, Elyon, or called Goyi El Eretz. We're missing it. Al Kebez Elu Abachinos, and it's because of these two aspects, both the connection to Torah and the ability to be able to completely transform our relation to Kashrus. I mean, we have to struggle with what we have available to use the Torah to enable us to overcome the Kashrus, but we're missing one of the main tools. Va'al beis eilu ha-bechinos mevachshim shibara beis ha-mikdosh v'sein chalkina besor ha-secha. That's why we put those two things together, because those are the two tools that transform completely the persona of the Jew. And then he adds, by and by, Shabbos hu b'chinas Eretz Yisrael beis ha-mikdosh. We know that Shabbos is like the Eretz Yisrael beis ha-mikdosh. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu presents himself to us on three planes. On a plane of time, on a plane of space, on a plane of life itself. And each one of these has its own unique mikdosh. The life itself, the mikdosh, are the collective souls of the Jewish people. And in space, the Beis HaMikdash, the focal point in space where HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself, is the Beis HaMikdash, which unfortunately is Chorev. And in time, the Beis HaMikdash of time is Shabbos, and to a lesser degree, the Yom Tovim. For Shabbos, u'b'chinas Eretz Yisrael u'Beis HaMikdash, says the Sfasemes, v'yesh bo tikun aguf, l'chin yicholun mekabel b'chinas neshama yaseira, v'ye'ores ha'neshama b'guf kanal. Rashi tells us in Sechas Beitza that the idea of Neshama Yaseira is the goof, right? And the soul is not repulsed by the ta'anug of the goof, because it's through the Neshama Yaseira, the person has the capacity to translate to a greater degree his physical experience into one which is a tool for promoting his spiritual connection. So, these are points to ponder. We're coming towards the end of the year. Starting a new year, Be'ezor Hashem, soon. Right? We need to reprioritize. We need to remember that our first request is Achreinu L'Chaim. And as an adjunct, and as a tool that is useful for promoting that connection of Chaim, we ask for Chaim Tovim. Okay. We should be able to live up to the words that we've discussed today. Be blessed. Have a good Shabbos. Start off as well.